This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Now We're Joined by Newsmax TV. That was my pregame, as I call it. Those of you on USA Radio missed it, but boy, it was a real attack by me against evil forces in our United States House, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and of course, always AOC. But in this case, it was the two Muslim, Palestinian, Somali, United States Congresswomen who always, or I should say never miss an opportunity, always attack Israel and never miss an opportunity to blame Israel for everything bad that happens in the Middle East, even though it's never Israel doing it. I mean, how many times have you seen Israel with their bombers drop, not bombs, but leaflets on a neighborhood or a building saying, we're about to bomb you and turn you into rubble. If you get out now, you all live. You got about 20 minutes, and then we'll bomb you. And so they save everyone's lives. Before they bomb you and punish you, they let the women and children know, get out now, because we're going to bomb you. Who does that? Anywhere in the world, who does that? How many times have you seen that the Palestinians go into Israeli territory? They either tunnel under the wall or go over the wall, and they try and murder people and set off suicide bombs or kill little children in homes in Israel. It's happened many times before that wall went up. And how many times have you seen the Palestinians and Hezbollah and Hamas use innocent women and children as human shields? And then when Israel fires back, Israel gets condemned all over the world for killing a couple of civilians, a couple, one or two. And it's because they put a woman and a child in front of a warrior, in front of a fighter, that Israel would get blamed. It's just a terrible circumstance, terrible situation. And it's hard to believe there's a couple of American congresspeople who now take the side of Palestine and Hamas and Hezbollah and terrorist organizations every single time. But that's Ilhan Omar, that's Rashida Tlaib, to some extent that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're American haters, they're Israel haters, they're Jew haters, and they are an aberration and a pox upon America's political history is what they are. But it's all the Democrats, because not one Democrat presidential announced candidate said a word this weekend about Israel under attack from hundreds of missiles lobbed from Gaza-occupied Palestinian territory. It's occupied by killers, not occupied by Israel. You could call it occupied territory. It's occupied by evil terrorists who use that territory to lob missiles into Israel, and they killed four innocent Israeli civilians. All right. Having said all that, I've cleared that out of the way. Now it's time to tell you what a great day it was for Trump. What a great weekend it was for Trump. You know, this is Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV. I'm in what I call the war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in a country I call Trumpland. It was just a great, great, great weekend. First of all, I always tell you Rasmussen shows Trump's doing fantastic in the polls because they poll likely voters, not just any registered voter. But I also tell you that he's always ahead of Obama at the time. You know, any day you pick, he's far ahead of Obama on that same day of Obama's presidency, proving Trump is, in fact, a popular president. Well, Gallup, which is known for oversampling Democrats, Gallup shows Trump's approval rating, which has now gone from 39 to 46 at Gallup. But again, it's not at 50, and that's only because Gallup oversamples Democrats. And they oversample not likely voters, but just registered voters. Any registered voter who may not vote says they hate Trump, and they go, okay, no problem. But now they show Trump's up to 46, and they show he tops Obama at the same time in his presidency. Trump now at 46. Obama was at, I believe, 44% at the same time in his presidency. So Trump is now higher rated than Barack Obama, and he should be because Trump's economy is so much better than Obama's economy. Another new poll is out, NBC Wall Street Journal. and it shows 75% of Republicans have a high interest in the 2020 presidential election. Only 73% of Democrats say the same thing. But again, I always say it's suspect. Wall Street Journal, NBC polls, because they oversample Democrats. So really, the numbers could be much, much higher. It's been a great week for Trump. All right, let's take Bill O'Reilly right now. I interviewed him earlier today. You can always find him at BillO'Reilly.com. Without further ado, the great one. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, our usual Monday visit with the great Bill O'Reilly. You can find more of his opinions and wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com. And we welcome to the show. Hope you had a great weekend, Bill.
I don't remember, Wayne. You know, they come and they go, but I think I did.
I think when you don't remember it, it means you had a really good weekend. Probably way too good, Bill. Way too
right.
good.
Nah, I'm a boring guy, Wayne.
All right. All right. U.S. deploys a carrier group to the Middle East because of the rising tensions with Iran. And more sanctions are set to take effect this week. And Iran says it's restarting its nuclear program. Is some bad stuff really happening, or is this all just posturing and negotiating?
You know, I don't really have access to the intel report, so I can't, you know, be very definitive about my opinion. It just looks to me like Trump's had enough of Iran and China, that these are the two places on earth that are frustrating him. North Korea to some extent, too, but North Korea is not important. But it looks like the president's had enough. You know, the Iranians are trying to destabilize the Middle East. Everybody knows that, been doing it for years. We got a little tension now with the rockets going into Israel. Iran funds Hezbollah and Hamas to some extent. So I think all of this is basically Trump saying to the mullahs, look, you're not going to get away with it this time. So, you know, here's a little message to you. So draw back. I think that's what's happening here.
All right. What about the AG Barr stuff? As in Attorney General William Barr, House panel is voting on holding Barr in contempt of Congress. That happened with Eric Holder, by the way. And I would argue, so what? Nothing happened. I noticed American intern on Eric Holder. He didn't lose his job and he didn't go to jail. Nothing happened. So I'm not sure if it actually has any teeth, by the way. But it's setting up a constitutional showdown. And is it going to lead perhaps next to impeachment proceedings against President Trump?
I don't see it quite that way. There's no authority in the Constitution for Congress to charge anybody with anything. It doesn't exist. If they want to refer conduct, they being the House committee under Nadler, to the Justice Department, that's run by Barr, say, hey, your boss is not doing the lawful thing, they can do that. But as you rightly pointed out, in 2012, Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress for not handing over physical documents about the Fast and Furious guns scandal, where a U.S. agent was shot to death by a gun that came from America into Mexico on a sting. Now, Holder basically got around that by saying, well, I offered to show Daryl Issa the stuff he wanted, but I can't give it to him because of Rule 87 or whatever rule. Now, the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigated and cleared, what a miraculous thing, cleared Holder. And that's what will happen here. The Justice Department will investigate Barr and they'll clear him. So it's a charade. I don't think it has any linkage to impeachment.
And by the way, you mentioned the Inspector General, whose name is Horowitz. His report's coming out soon. Don't you think all of this is just WMD, a weapon of mass distraction? The Democrats are trying to cover up and put as much bad stuff about Trump and Republicans and Barr in the news as they can to distract you from the bad news that's going to come out against them, and they figure it'll all wash.
No question about that. That Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi and in the Senate Schumer are very worried that there's going to be a scandal that snaps back on them, that Hillary Clinton and her campaign spent money to dig up dirt on Donald Trump that wasn't true, somehow got it to the FBI, used the untrue dirt to get FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign. That's what they're worried about. Now, the problem is, and this is a fascinating thing, I'm getting into it heavy on BillO'Reilly.com tonight, that the swamp that President Trump is trying to drain, but he's never going to succeed in doing it, extends to the Justice Department. That the Justice Department
right.
doesn't really want to kill itself, which it would have to do to indict Comey and McCabe and all these FBI guys, who would then turn right around and start naming other names, right? Like Attorney General Loretta Lynch under
Barack Obama.
You see? Don't act outkick your coverage yet, all right? So, but Lynch, certainly. So then you what you have is this destructive course of action that's going to take apart a lot of the government. Now, people will say, your audience, my audience, well, there's new guys in the FBI now. The new Attorney General Barr. So they should want to root out corruption, right? Not necessarily, because it reflects so badly on the premier agency to investigate crimes in this country, the FBI, that could shatter it. And so that's why this, look, they already know what happened. Wayne, they already know. This thing, Horowitz, the Inspector General of Justice Department, he knew 6 months ago what happened. They're just holding it because it's really an atom bomb that they have.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, great wisdom as always. Really appreciate the insights. And for more, you can always go to BillO'Reilly.com. Very simple stuff. BillO'Reilly.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. By the way, I want to thank Fordham Resources. They are the main title sponsor of my national radio show on USA Radio. And they are the sponsor of this TV show as well. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value, one of the biggest hits in the history of Wall Street. Fordham's now his baby. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Think about a gold mine that's nine times bigger, give or take a few acres, nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Can you imagine? It's hard to even believe. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. In other words, their stock, publicly traded, their stock. You can buy stock in the success of Mark Bruner with that great past history and, of course, this company, Fordham Resources, although no one could ever predict the future. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. They do well. They make money. You can make money. Give them a call. Well, give them a call. Give them a look. A look-see at FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. Political shockwaves. I told you it was a great day in Trump land and a great weekend in Trump land. 29% of black women have a favorable or neutral opinion of President Trump after 2 years in office. Keep in mind that's after a nonstop drumbeat of negative, 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 negative in the media, negative from the Jesse Jacksons, the Al Sharptons, and all the black leaders in the world, negative from all the black politicians, all the black congressmen. They all hate Trump. They all hate Trump. They all hate Trump. And that's all they talk about 24 hours a day. He's a racist. And he's Hitler. And he's the KKK. And still, 29% of black women have a favorable view of Donald Trump. They can't overcome Trump. My book was The Power of Relentless. Trump is just the most relentless human being we've ever seen. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin sits in front of Congress today and formally rejects the Democrats' request for Trump's tax returns. He looks him right in the eye and says, screw you. Well, maybe not in those exact same words, but what he said is the request for Trump's tax returns lack a legitimate legislative purpose. So, nah, you're not getting squat. That's basically what he said. And the New York Times even kind of took Trump's side. They basically said, give Trump his damn border money already. Of course, they said there's absolutely no national security threat. None. No invasion of murderers, rapists, drug cartels, or terrorists. No matter how often Mr. Trump delivers such warnings, they bear little resemblance to the truth. But there is a crisis of overcrowding, disease, and chaos at the border, and the federal government's ability to deal with this massive influx has been severely strained to the point of buckling. Something needs to be done soon. Congress give Trump his border money. I don't care how embarrassed they are. Their tail is obviously between their legs. I don't care how they're making up their reasoning why we need the money. Clearly, even the New York Times now believes there's a crisis at the border and that you've got to give Trump his money. And Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, backs Donald Trump and his China trade talk escalation. More amazing stuff. Schumer is on Trump's side. You know, the stock market went way down today and then it came back again. So it didn't end up too bad. But the end result was it was a dramatic overnight fall because Trump announced to the world in tweets last night that his whole China trade talks were basically collapsing and that he's going to hit China now with a huge escalation of tariffs and increase them dramatically. He's going to hit him with 25% tariffs. I can't find the number. I think it's 25% tariffs. He'll hike the tariffs to 25% of Chinese imports that he's already hit, I think, with 15%. And then the rest of Chinese imports that were untaxed at all are going to get hit with 25% too. So the average person on Wall Street is panicking overnight. And the market opened way down this morning. And they had no reason to panic. I could have told them. All this means is Trump is negotiating. And that's why Schumer's on his side in this one. It's protecting American workers, American unions, American union workers, American trade. He's just negotiating. This is how you negotiate. This is how you do it, man. And you wonder why Trump's president, Hillary Clinton, was on tour. 13-city tour. No one came. Tons of empty seats. Looked like the NFL after Kaepernick decided to do the knee, take the knee. All kinds of NFL stadiums were empty last year. And now Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were on tour, 13 cities, ended up right here in Wayne Root territory, Las Vegas last night. And the tickets were being offered originally for like $2,800. People were buying them online for $10 and a Groupon for $10. And there were tons, a sea of empty seats. In Los Angeles, tickets sold for as little as $2. And what did Hillary Clinton say that was so valuable? She suggested the election was stolen from her. No wonder no one showed up. She's like a broken record.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East in a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton said in a statement that the presence of the U.S. military will send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on any U.S. interests or allies will be met with unrelenting force. The move comes after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. President Trump honors the 2019 Masters champion, Tiger Woods.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life. And now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, in a letter, denied House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal's request for President Trump's tax returns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. My friends and my doctor suggests... I've been advertising on my national radio show for about a year, and they just decided to become sponsor of my national TV show here on Newsmax TV. They've got some great products if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, you name it. Now, for 3 years now, I've used their My Doctor Suggest Silver Lozengers for 3 years. But now they tell me their best-selling products in the whole world are their liquid. They've got a alkaline silver liquid. And they've got a alkaline silver gel mixed with aloe vera. And I've tried them both, and I've got to tell you, they've been amazing. First of all, some of the things they've done for me. My voice used to be a problem, and it still gets worse, but I've never missed 1 minute on the radio. I suck in their lozenges every single break during these shows. I never get a cold. I never lose my voice. My voice is a workhorse. I use it 15, 16 hours a day. But now I started using their silver liquid. Silver liquid, right? And the brain fog is gone. I used to have brain fog all throughout the day. There'd be moments where I'm like, I can't focus, man. I think they used to call it attention deficit disorder, ADD or ADHD. It's gone. It's just gone. And my leaky gut, which causes fatigue, gone. And then I had this spot on my skin that was very dry. And the dermatologist said it could be skin cancer one day. You got to use this special medicinal salve I'll give you. But for the next 4 weeks, your face will be raw red. And I said, are you crazy? I'm on national TV 5 days a week. I can't do that. So I never did anything about it. That was a year ago. I never did a thing about it. It could be skin cancer one day. Wow, right? So I used their silver salve, their skin cream, on my face, on the dry spot. And it went away in 48 hours. And it's gone. It's not dry anymore. It's not raw anymore. And it's not kind of funny anymore. It felt kind of weird. And I realized why he said it could turn into skin cancer. It's not like that anymore. It healed overnight without his fancy lotion potion from the dermatologist. Anyway, give these guys a call because I've gotten so many great emails from fans of my shows telling me they used the lozenges and it really made a big difference in their lives. Now it's time to check out the liquid and to check out the actual skin gel and to check out the mouthwash and to check out the soap. They got this amazing group of products, 20% off. Give them a call. Tell them Wayne Root sent you 20% off. Use promo code ROOT. Root, R-O-O-T, call 866-660-9868. My doctor suggests you can't get it in stores. You can only get it on this phone, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code ROOT and save 20% off. We got lots of calls. Let's start taking some. Let's take Phil in Connecticut on line one. Phil, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Not good, Wayne. How are you tonight?
Good. Are you watching or are you listening on our Connecticut affiliates now? We're in Hartford. Or
yeah, I'm actually watching. I'm actually watching the show.
All right.
And I just wanted to address the I'm a little confused. First of all, let me state I'm an independent by registered voter. I vote for the best person, whichever party it may be, whether it's local, state, or federal. Number two, I'm a Christian. I'm Catholic. And I'm just confused because the way you talk about Israel and wanting peace, you are aware they've taken 7/8 of what the world recognizes as Palestinian land. That's been ensconced by Israel. They have an apartheid policy against the people of Palestine.
Phil, I disagree with you at all. Go ahead. Say your piece. Go ahead. But I disagree vehemently with everything you're saying. Vehemently.
No, I appreciate it.
There's no apartheid policy. Are you crazy? Apartheid?
No, I'm not crazy. They don't have any civil rights. They not only occupy, they're oppressed. They're not only occupied, they don't have any civil rights. It's military court no matter what.
Phil,
go back just a short distance away, and a girl, a teenage Palestinian girl, slapped an Israeli soldier while she watched them beat her little brother. She ended up in a court martial. She ended up in a military court. No civil rights. They're non-existent.
Hey, Phil, I will comment on something I know nothing about. So I know nothing about that specific case. All I could tell you is a Muslim is the luckiest Muslim in the world to be in Israel. They're nicer to a Muslim than that Muslims are treated in any Muslim nation in the world. And if you're a gay Muslim, you're a dead man in any country in the world that's a Muslim-majority country. In Israel, you're welcome, you're treated fine, you vote like everybody else, you have a job like everyone else, you live like everybody else. Israel is the America version in the Middle East. They're
Totally disagree.
That's why it's my show. Good night. That's why it's my show. You get to disagree, but you don't get to be on the air because you're wrong. And you disagree because you're another Jew-hating Democrat who claims he's an independent. You're full of crap, Phil. That's the thing. I love when people open a conversation where I know I'm about to get hit. All I have to say is I'm a liberal. I love the Palestinians. I hate the Jews. I hate Israel. I'm just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. And then we can have a conversation or a debate. That's okay. But I always love when they open with, I'm an independent. Because you're a liar. You're not an independent. There's nothing independent about you. You may think you're independent. You've never voted with the views you just espoused. You've never voted for a Republican in your life. So there's nothing independent about you. Why didn't you just admit I'm an independent, but I hate Donald Trump, and I hate everything Trump's about? See, that's the thing. You could act that way, but all of us know Trump is the most pro-Israel president in history. You'd probably agree with that, by the way, Phil. Trump's the most pro-Israel president in history. He's done everything he can to help Israel. He's the only president who's got out of his way to say, I'm not fair. I'm not taking both sides. There's one bad side and there's one good side. I'm on the good guy's side. Taking the side of the Palestinians, you know, you open the conversation by saying Israel's an apartheid nation. Everybody listening who's a born-again Christian, which is, you know, evangelical Christian, church going on Sunday morning, is more pro-Israel than Jews are by far. So I'm not sure what race or religion you were, Phil. You may very well be Jewish, because most Jews I know are liberal Jews who aren't even nice to Israel anymore. You don't even know what your religion is anymore. What you are is your religion is communism, socialism, Marxism. But you're very confused because you don't realize in every country in the world that's ever adopted socialism, the first people they subjugate and murder and take the land away from and take the property away from and take the business away from is Jews. Every socialist scapegoats Jews. So when Democrats are socialist and they're Jewish, you're very mixed up people because you don't understand they're coming after you first. Because Jews are, I'm Jewish, Jews are the most successful people in the world. In every country they're in, Jews have always been ultra successful. And so the minute people get angry that one group is intelligent and successful and done everything right and gone to the best colleges and gotten straight A's and deserved it because they did it right. And every time that happens, who do they go after? That group, but it's always the Jews. So everyone's always jealous that Jews are successful. And you also made the mistake of saying to me that Jews have taken over 7/8 of Palestinians' land. There never was Palestinian land in history. The world agrees, you said. The world agrees. The world is filled with Jew haters and America haters. And the world says there was once such a thing as Palestinian land. There was never Palestinian land. There was no such thing as Palestinians. There never were such things. It's a phantom idea of your imagination, liberals. There never were Palestinians in the world. Number two, if there really was and Palestinians really did exist and they exist today and they're being persecuted by Jews, how come nobody wants them? How come no liberal nation wants them? How come no Arab nation wants them? How come no Muslim nation wants them? How come rich Saudi Arabia doesn't want them? Nobody wants Palestinians. Nobody in the world that complains all day about Jews not giving them their land or taking them in wants them. I think you would ask Muslims about that. Why doesn't Egypt want the Palestinians? Why doesn't Jordan want the Palestinians? Why are you always attacking Israel over it? And last but not least, why doesn't Yemen want them? Give them to Yemen. Give them to Somalia. Give all the Palestinians Somalia. But no, they make a living, Palestinian leaders, off of causing trouble and collecting money. But last but not least, here's the big one. I'm not even going to try and debate you whether it was Israel's land to begin with or Palestinians' land to begin with, even though it was never such a thing as Palestinians. Forget all that. Does Louisiana belong to the French? Does Texas and California belong to the Mexicans? I know Mexico thinks so. I know they're trying hard to reconquer it right now. But does it belong to them because they once had it? Does Florida belong to the conquistadors of Spain because they once had it? Does New York belong to the British? No, it doesn't. Now, does it? Because the entire law, not 9/10 of the law, 100% of law, property law, and ownership is whoever fought for it and won it, it's theirs. So Israel is the land of Jews because we fought, what is it, seven wars at this point? Outnumbered 10-1, and we beat them all. We kicked their butts every single time. The entire world arrayed against us. We destroyed you. The whole world arrayed against us couldn't beat little Israel and the little Jewish fighters. Not once. They tried. Not once. They even come close. So don't ever tell me whose land Israel is on and that we've taken Palestinian land, because America took Mexico's land by that theory, and America took France's land, and America took Spain's land, and America certainly took Britain's land, because all the colonies, the original 13 colonies, belonged to the British, right? But they don't belong to them anymore. You know why? Because screw the British. It's America, baby. We want it. We deserve it. And it's Israel because they want it. They deserve it. And most Americans, thank God, love Israel. And very few Americans give a crap about the Palestinians. Palestinians are nothing but troublemaking big mouths who have tried to cause problems in that area for many, many years. They're the center of every problem in the Middle East. All right. And thank God Israel just stands tall again and again and has the support of most Americans. Sorry, Phil. Sam Landis is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sam Landis is my personal tax lawyer. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the U.S. My opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in all of the United States of America. And he's put together a great program. He calls it the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. Whatever your issue is, missing returns, unpaid taxes, penalties, innocent spouse, tax liens, just call the staff at Landis Tax Group and the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. Total cost, $190 a month. That's it. $190 a month. That's less than a car payment. And most cases are concluded in 3 to 6 months. And you start with a free consultation where he'll tell you exactly what he's going to do for you. Call him at 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Friend of the show. Friend of Newsmax TV, friend of conservatives, and a great foe of the IRS. Call Sam Landis, 1-800. We help you. You may need him. I'm telling you, he's the best there is. 800-WE-HELP-YOU or wehelpyou.com. Sam Landis, give him a call. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a full pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know, it's funny, in the break, you know what came to mind? A great saying. Phil, I hope you're still watching. Phil in Connecticut, a great saying. If the Palestinians would only put down their weapons, there'd be peace in the Middle East. If Jews put down their weapons, we'd all be driven into the sea and be murdered. That's the only thing stopping peace. You're dealing with crazy people. You're dealing with people that want to murder you. You can't negotiate with a murdering terrorist. Jews have tried for peace in the Middle East for all these years, but you can't negotiate with people whose stated goal is your murder. Now, Phil, here's what's interesting. We're talking about Palestinians thousands of miles away. But right here in the United States, there's an Arab Muslim organization in the middle of Philadelphia. And they had their little children singing about chopping heads off the other day. We got the same problem in America, in Israel, in Germany, in France, in Sweden, in Denmark, in Britain, in Belgium. You name the country that's let people into their country without extreme vetting, who are Muslim, quote-unquote, refugees. And I will show you, and again, just like Trump, I don't say they're all bad, but there's a lot of bad ones coming. A lot of bad ones. Donald Trump Jr. had the best response to that. Would you let your kid eat an M&M if there's 100 M&Ms and 99 are good but one is laced with arsenic and your child will die? Would you take the chance they're reaching for the 1 out of 99? Well, the number's a lot higher than 1 out of 99 when you let strangers in your country. Not Muslims, any strangers. But in particular, strangers who were raised to kill Jews, kill Christians, hate America, hate Israel. I don't want that coming into my country. I don't want people who believe in Sharia law coming into my country. I don't believe CARE, the terrorist organization, should be in our country. By the way, I don't believe American Congress people should be raising money for CARE, like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib go to fundraisers and raise money for a terrorist organization. And they make excuses why children were singing songs about cutting off Jews' heads to fight on behalf of Jerusalem and Palestine. In Philadelphia. got some bad people out there, man. And the United States of America has always been a country that believes in Judeo-Christian values. All right, Tangible Investments is one of the sponsors of this show. They believe in golden credibility. They've been around for 35 years, over $2 billion in transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world, even America, with my great Donald Trump as president. Still, the one issue, the one problem, with as much prosperity as Trump has created, there's still a lot of debt here, and therefore you need wealth insurance, and that's gold. I don't leave the house without health insurance, life insurance, even mortgage insurance on your house, car insurance. You shouldn't leave without wealth insurance. Give them a call. They want to prove to you that once you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. And while you're on the line, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a thing. $199 gold coin can be yours free. If you qualify, call 800-780-9000. All right, let's grab Mel in New York on line four. Mel, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Yourself, Wayne?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight, Mel?
Yeah, you could add my me to that growing list of Black Americans that support this president. I know the list is growing and growing every day. But my question is, what is it going to take to expel the two terrorists, jihadis that are in Congress? The third one there, that box of rocks there, or the bag of bricks.
AOC.
Nothing really with her. She's kind of flying under the radar with her hatred for anything America. She's just playing that stupid game. But the other two, they're outwardly expressing their hatred. And not only sell them from Congress, what is it going to take to get them thrown out of the country? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to throw him out of the country. The only censorship we have in America is towards conservatives. And by the way, President Trump better do something about that. You got to go after Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and Google before they just destroy and censor all of us on the right from the internet anymore. We're not going to be allowed on the internet. Democrats wanted the fairness doctrine in the 1980s, which would have knocked all conservative talk radio off the air, and they never got it. But now they've got an internet fairness doctrine, and they are knocking us all off the air. So nobody's kicking, unfortunately, liberals out of the country, or communists out of the country, or even Hamas out of the country. We can't even, I'm sure there's a lot of Muslims who are nice, but I know there are some in America who believe in Sharia law. No one's kicking them out of the country, but Republicans and conservatives are being kicked off of all the social media. That's the real issue. I'm sorry to tell you, Mel, no one's going to kick Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib out of Congress or out of the country, I guess. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see any attempt to do that. Democrats are silent while they denigrate America and Israel, and it's very sad. Hey, the music's on. Kelly in Iowa, Joe in New York. We've run out of time. I can't take more of you. I used up a lot of time on Phil in Connecticut because I'm so angry at the stupidity and ignorance of his comment. Believe me, he's no independent. He's a big liberal. Only liberals hate Israel. Only liberals take the side of Palestinians. You could fool some people, Phil, but you can't fool Wayne Root, because I went to Columbia with a bunch of commies, a bunch of America haters, and they all tried to act like they loved America. And don't call me anti-American because I'm on the Palestinian side. And don't call me anti-American because I want 90% tax rates and I'm on Cuba and Russia's side in those days, Soviet Union side. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You were doing a good job of hiding that you're America-hating commies. And now today, it's the same thing with guys like Phil. Creeps. Liberal, radical creeps who hate our country. Try and act independent. See you tomorrow. God bless.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Westlake Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.